Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
Yes, my name is Nikita Steeles, and I am responding to a business loan offer.
Perfect. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, it's 2511-1901-0001-2404.
Okay, let's take a look. Ascension 12 Consulting?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And then just in case we get disconnected, is this phone number ending in 4984 the best number to get back to you at?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And are you the 100% owner of the business?
I am, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure I'm speaking to the right person.
All right, this is Nikita Steeles.
Okay, so I have your file pulled up here. I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have.
Okay.
Is the Ascension 12 Consulting, is that the DBA name as well as the legal name?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the structure of your business? Is it a proprietorship, corporation, LLC?
It's an LLC.
LLC, okay. And I have your address here as 6402 C North Centennial Place.
Centennial Place. Yes.
Centennial, okay. All right. And then let's see here. And how long have you been in business for?
3 years.
3 years, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do and I can point you in the right direction?
Actually, I'm looking at options. My business is new, but the receivables that come in are pretty large.
Okay.
Because we're a recruiting firm and we place around 20 to 25% per salary from 100 to 200K. So the way the receivables run is we may not get paid in June, but then we'd get $70,000 in August. So, you know, because of the amount of receivables that we have coming in starting in November, which then they'll be more consistent, I'd probably be looking for a little working capital prior to that.
Okay.
I do have Cabbage, and I have an excellent rating with Cabbage. I took out a couple of year loans and paid them back within 4 months.
Nice, okay.
Twice.
Nice.
So the business credit is perfect.
That's good. So with Cabbage, do you currently have a balance with them, or is that in the past?
I don't. I just paid Cabbage off last month. So I have a zero balance with them. Available credit of $65,000.
I see. Okay, nice. One credit. Okay, perfect. So basically right now you have a lag time between now and November where you have a whole bunch of receivable coming in. But there's that in-between time right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And what type of recruiting do you do? Do you all fields or you specialize in certain fields?
Engineering and technology are our primary fields.
Okay.
I've been in recruiting for 20 years. I've done a lot of recruiting programs for corporate entities.
Nice. Okay. That's a big thing over here in San Diego, too. The engineering, technology, biotech is just booming.
Oh, yeah. Data analysis, data science, business intelligence, it's really huge these days.
Mm-hmm. And do you do like all around the states or just mainly in Maryland?
All around the entire United States, plus we have two big contracts in England.
Oh, wow.
London. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. And how much are you looking for?
Probably $25,000. I wouldn't go much higher than that.
Okay. Sounds good. And did you want the capital as soon as possible, or are there any certain deadline you're looking to you know, get the money for that, or there's a certain timeline?
Well, as soon as possible would be good. Okay. I mean, I could always go back to Cabbage. My rate with them, which is my biggest concern, is 3.5%, and my original rates were much lower. I think they increased it by a couple of percentages because they didn't get the fees, because I paid the principal down. So
oh, I see. You paid it ahead of time.
We didn't get the money we wanted.
I see. Okay, but it's that's how their lines of credit work. I thought it was, you know, you just pull the money out, you pay it back, you can pull the money again. But it's also term loan with them.
The way their line of credit works is they per you break it down either 6 months or a year on the amount that you pay. In each month, they take the principal back out of your operating plus the fee, whatever that percentage is, of the entire loan.
I see.
If you take a $30,000 loan, the principal on that would be $3,200, and then they take another $800 or $900 for the fee that month. Unless you pay it off all, and then they don't get the fees.
Yeah. How much did you borrow last time?
I borrowed $45,000. In December of last year, I took it out for a year and paid it back in June.
Mm-hmm.
And then I borrowed $30,000 for 6 months and paid it back in 2 months.
Okay.
It's just the way my receivables run.
Right. And then the $45,000 when you borrowed in last year, how much do you know how much total you paid them back?
Because
sometimes the percentages get kind of muggy. You know, with 3.5%, it might end up being a lot more than, you know, 3.5%.
I would say I paid probably about $5,000 at least in fees. I don't have the exact numbers.
Okay.
Probably. Maybe. Yeah. I'd say probably less than that. If it was, because last year it was at 2.5%. Of $45,000 total. The fees on that were $625 and $425, so roughly $1,100 in fees a month.
I see. Okay.
A little over $4,000 in fees.
Okay. And then how's your credit like? National average is about 680. Do you think you're above that or below that?
Which credit? My personal credit is 755, and my business credit should be perfect. There's nothing on my business that's...
Okay.
You can run both and look at it.
Yeah, we're going to run both as part of the process, but the loan itself is going to be on the business credit and not yours, so you don't have to worry about, you know, affecting your own personal credit.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your form says that you pulled based on your business borrowing history as reflected in UCC filing data.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sure. So how we filter through businesses is two things. It's DMB credit profile. DMB, and then also your past borrowing history with another bank in our network. So it looks like it doesn't tell me specifically which bank you borrowed from, but it looks like it was a UCC filing back in January. So it might be the Cabbage loan that you were referring to.
They're the only bank I've used.
Mm-hmm. And then we also look at business credit as well. So I can give you a copy of your business credit report too, if you would like.
Is that good? How's my business credit?
I don't see it right here, but I can have the processing department. They pulled it and then they filtered through it basically. So I can pull it from them to get that copy and send it over to you too. But that's how we filter out businesses to make sure you guys, you know, at least qualify for the minimum, you know, underwriting guidelines for us. So we don't waste your time, and you don't waste our time, basically.
Well, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have time to waste.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then what's your gross annual sales like last year?
January 20 was 211,008.
Okay.
This
How
year, actually,
sells this
quite a
year?
bit more than that. I'm sorry?
I was going to ask you how are sales this year?
They'll double that this year. I picked up a few more contracts that after November will start to bring in monthly revenue as opposed to every 2 or 3 months, thankfully.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you're signing on for a new contract that will do a monthly net 30 instead of
Yeah.
net 60, 90, whatever it
I
is.
broke up. I broke the contracts up differently. So instead of asking my clients to pay the lump contingency fee, then I sold it as they can pay it out over 3 to 6 months because I want the business to reflect that monthly revenue. It makes it more attractive to banks, frankly,
And
as
also
I
it shows
grow.
more, it shows like stability, every
Stability.
month you have consistent
Yes.
deposits instead of, so a crazy month and then a lower month and a crazy month. And usually, we have to
Yeah.
ask you for clarification on what happened, but obviously it's because of, how the business worked for you.
Yeah, it's the industry. It's actually the industry. It's where the industry works.
I see.
Just the headhunters make so much money that they don't necessarily have to worry about getting paid every month.
Right, yeah. Okay. Perfect. So what I can do right now is I can send over our application. It's a one-page application. I just need most recent 6 months of business bank statement, so from March to August, and then most recent
Okay.
tax return. And with those three things, I can get you an answer in about a day or two.
Okay, perfect. Let me give you my email address.
Sure. What is it?
It's NRS at ASCENSION12consulting.com.
Okay, so I have Nancy, Roger, Sam.
Yes.
Okay. And then at the companyname.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send that to you over to you right now. Do you know when you might be able to get it in to me?
It would be probably the close of business. If not, then first thing tomorrow morning. I'm
Okay,
not
sounds
in my
good.
office today. I
Sure,
got
no
that.
problem. And you can email or fax, whichever is easier for you. And then once I get it, I'll send it over to them and process everything. And I'll look out for it today and tomorrow. And then if not, I'll just touch base with you mid-morning, or actually, I'll do like af right mid-afternoon tomorrow just to touch base with you if I don't see anything.
Okay, what's your name again?
It's Jia, JIA.
Jaw. Okay, perfect. Thank you. I
Okay,
appreciate your
no problem.
time.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.